This is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. Emmanuel Macron did not appreciate statements made by Jean-Paul Delevoye yesterday. In an interview, the High Commissioner for Pensions dismissed what he called the grandfather clause, which is the proposition to apply the pension reform only to new entrants to the labour market. This course of action was proposed by Emmanuel Macron to avoid strong protests against the pension reform. Supporters of the mega commercial complex Europa City will speak at a press conference this morning at the town hall of Gonesse in the Val d'Oise. The Élysée decided to abandon the project yesterday after it was contested by environmental organisations and trade associations. It was set to attract 30 million visitors a year, combining shops, cultural facilities, leisure parks and hotels. An alternative project must now be put forward. Two police officers will be tried for violence committed during a Gilets Jaunes demonstration in Paris on May the 1st. One officer is accused of slapping a demonstrator, and the other is accused of having thrown several Gilets Jaunes to the pavement. The scenes were filmed and circulated on social networks. The former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, may finally run for president of the United States. According to several US media, he may consider embarking on the race for the Democratic nomination in next year's presidential elections. Michael Bloomberg, 77, is one of the richest men in the world. He has until today to formally apply. Gilles Lamiré and Antoine Carpentier have won the Transat Jacques Vabre, which is the yachting race that follows the historic coffee trading route between France and Brazil. The pair crossed the finish line in Salvador de Bahia early this morning at 4:49 a.m. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves Radio.